Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yes, that lion forms on the right,
babe.
Not that Maggie.
But up, but
back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah,
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
On the fan, McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours as per usual. Up until 5 a.m. in the warm-up show, Fleegs on the other side. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. And these two baseball teams, well, let's just start here. And let me make this as clear as possible. Both teams obviously struggling. The New York Mets have now lost their fourth consecutive game to the Atlanta Braves. They have lost 9 out of their last 10. They are, without question, playing their worst baseball that we have seen in a year. The New York Yankees, after taking 2 of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles, turn right around and play a lackluster, uninspired game in Cincinnati. But what I don't want to hear and what I don't want to like start with, and I don't even think it's worth a debate, is to complain about the pitching. And to complain about, specifically with the Mets, because the Yankees have pitched fairly well, and they were throwing out someone today that, you know, is a 29-year-old rookie from AAA who throws 92-mile-an-hour fastballs. And he wasn't even all that bad. I don't want to hear about the pitching. I don't want to hear about the Mets pitching lab. I don't want to hear about, oh, Blackburn. Oh, they got to figure out something. Oh, Montas tomorrow. Oh, this, oh, that. Oh, this rotation's got a 6 ERA over the last, you know, however many games. I don't care. There is one reason why both of these teams are losing these games. There is one reason why both of these teams right now, congruently, are in the biggest funks they have been in all season long. And why it's impossible to watch them, and why we're all furious, and why I'm screaming at 2:04 in the morning. It's because their offenses stink, particularly with runners in scoring position. And that was certainly the bane of the Yankees' existence last night. The Mets really only had 3 innings with runners on. as they were completely shut down again by Schwellenbach, who they've seen now twice in a week. They just saw this guy, and there was no evidence of any sort of idea that they picked up anything on the dude, other than Juan Soto coming through with a two-run home run to get them back into the game. But this isn't about the idea that the rotation is struggling. Yes, it is with the New York Mets. There's no doubt. It is. It's not been as good. Griffin Canning has not been as good. Paul Blackburn, you know, what does he do in this game? Go four innings, four and a third? Gives up three runs, 4 2/3, gives up three runs. That's what you expect from your fifth, sixth, seventh starter. That's who Paul Blackburn is. I know we talk about the pitching lab, but it's been an amazing year, but they're not going to consistently produce miracles on a nightly basis. I was talking about this with Fleegs. I think the Met fan and anybody who's talking about this rotation has been so spoiled by what this rotation has done for the last year that you look at this and go, well, they got to figure out something with the pitching. This has nothing to do with the pitching. This is what starting pitching looks like in Major League Baseball when you throw Griffin Canning, when you throw Paul Blackburn. We'll see what Montas gives you later today. Like, the back end of your rotation isn't very good. It's at best a serviceable bunch of pitchers who hopefully can keep you in games by, I don't know, giving up three runs in 4 2/3 innings. That's what you get from Paul Blackburn. You sign for it, you check the box, and you say thank you. Hopefully we won't have to see you in 5 days, but if we do, give us this same mediocre crap and our offense should be good enough to win us the baseball game, especially against the starting pitcher they just saw last week. And this, I mean, listen, and I know the moment of Juan Soto, and it was, I don't know about you guys, because I'm watching it on, I have the Yankees on the cable box, I have the Mets on, you know, the streaming, and I don't know if it was the same with you, but I'm literally watching Anthony Volpe. It's not quite the same, because the Yankees were down many more runs, but I'm watching Anthony Volpe with first and second, two outs, and it feels like that's the game if they don't come through with a hit there, at least extend the inning in the eighth, and I'm watching Juan Soto in the eighth inning, first and third, with the opportunity to get the game under control, take the lead, or tie it at the very minimum. And I'm watching it at the same time. And I couldn't, and I'll tell you the truth, I couldn't have more of a, as a Yankee fan, thinking, Volpe has no chance, and you know Juan Soto's going to come through in this moment. And unfortunately for the Met fan, he does not. And I know it sucks, and it's clearly the moment of the game. And it's what we'll remember, and I'm sure there's many a Yankee fan like, you know, John and Maspeth and everybody else who's really excited that you know, Juan Soto struck out in that moment. Juan Soto is carrying this offense at the moment. I remember doing the show on Saturday talking about it's time for Juan Soto to step up and carry this offense, and he's been hotter, and he's been performing better, and he's turning his season back into a typical Juan Soto season after a lackluster first 2 months, but you still don't feel the impact of Juan Soto carrying the team. You still don't feel like he has made the impact that clearly Lindor made earlier in the year, that clearly Alonso made earlier in the year. And unfortunately for Juan Soto, a lot of it is that he's turned his opportunity here this last month where he's carried the team, where the entire rest of the offense has gone dormant, including the entire back end. They get nothing. If they do not get hits from the first four batters in this lineup, they do not get hits. That's plain and simple. They are carried by the top of this lineup. Right now, the bottom half of this Met lineup is atrocious. It is light-hitting outfielders, followed by light-hitting catchers, followed by DHs who don't belong in the major leagues. I don't know why Young continues to hit when Marte is on the bench. I've given you the numbers. We've talked about it. Marte, you know, in the last month or so is hitting 300. There is no reason why Young is still getting at-bats. I don't care, righty-lefty. I don't care. I know he hit a home run the other night in Philadelphia. He has been awful. There is no reason why Sterling Marte should not be getting more at-bats. But you've got Jeff McNeil, who, other than the hot series in Colorado, I got to be honest with you, hasn't done all that much. I know people love Tyrone Taylor because of what Tyrone Taylor, I'm getting confused with the quarterback. I know they love Taylor because of his defense in center field. But he's a light-hitting fourth outfielder who shouldn't be, who, you know, for a good team, shouldn't be playing every day. You've got every kid, let's be honest, too, this goes with both the Yankees, and we're going to kind of like go back and forth in this open with both baseball teams.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
But, I mean, everybody who's come up is struggling. You're going Volpe right now is going to be a major talking point when we do get fully into the Yankees. And obviously Dominguez struggles in this game as well. Had an opportunity to drive and run in from third base and is unable to do it. And the Mets are literally sending down everybody. Both of these teams right now are struggling offensively, and their youth has done nothing for them. Not a one, as we wait with bated breath every day for Mark Vientos to come back for the New York Mets. And it feels like that's it. Like you are waiting for until the trade deadline, which isn't happening until the end of July. The only thing this Met team has right now is the hope that Vientos can come in and provide some kind of pop. Other than that, I mean, think of it. Anthony Volpe is having the worst stretch imaginable. He was awful in the game last night. I know he had the three hits the other day on Saturday in the home run, but he was 0 for 25 before that. He's now 3 for his last, you know, 29. Dominguez isn't doing much. And every Alvarez, who is the top prospect in all of baseball, had to be sent down. They just sent down Acuna. He's got an under 600 OPS. I know he doesn't play all that much, and I know the Mets kind of, you know, he's filled a roster spot as opposed to being a prospect worthy of coming up. He hasn't had a lot of time in AAA, but he's been ineffective and relegated to pretty much, you know, defensive replacement and pinch running duty. He's been sent down. Mauricio looks completely overwhelmed. Beatty has had one stretch of a two-week stretch where he's performed well. Otherwise, he's done nothing. I know he had two hits last night. And Alvarez, obviously, as I mentioned, has been god-awful this season and has been sent down to the minors to figure it out. They don't have any answers for this offense. And not only is it the back end of the offense, but right now Pete Alonso is in a horrid slump. In his last 10 games, in which the Mets are 1-9, he's got two extra base hits, one RBI, and 16 strikeouts. And he looked awful in last night's game. And more than that, he's looked awful every time he's played the Braves. And they are completely shut down yet again, staring at another incredible pitching advantage tomorrow. As, you know, Strider, who shut them down a week ago, is going to go up against Frankie Montas, making his first start of the year, coming off the shoulder strain, with a resume here as a New York Met of just absolutely an incredibly bad rehab assignment, where he got hit around and barely got an out. Right now, the Mets are in the middle of it, the Yankees are in the middle of it, and clearly it is twofold for me. One, the young kids, that's the one staring us in the face right now. Every single one of these Mets have failed. Every single one. You have and failed is strong because the test isn't over necessarily. But right now, you've got to be disappointed in every single young Met, including Vientos, who you're hoping comes back and can provide some kind of pop and turn back into the player he was last year. And Anthony Volpe and Dominguez and Wells have all struggled so far at times this year. And right now are not helping the Yankees. And the bane of both of their existence has been runners in scoring position. The New York Mets, with runners in scoring position all year long, have hit .214. That is the 29th worst batting average in all of baseball with runners in scoring position. 29th! Only the Chicago White Sox are worse. Did you hear what I just said? The Colorado Rockies do a better job with runners in scoring position than the New York Mets do. The Rockies! And over the last 13 games, they're hitting .173 in their last 13 games. .173 with runners in scoring position. That's how you lose ball games. I was just having an argument on Twitter about someone yelling about the Yankees. And he's like, it's the same thing that hampered the Yankees every single time. It's always runners hitting with runners in scoring position. Whenever they're losing, it's because they don't hit with runners in scoring position. Well, yeah, that's how it works. If they were hitting with runners in scoring position, they probably wouldn't be losing. But that has been the Met, and the difference is, it has been an issue for the Mets all year. And the pitching staff and the pitching lab have been shielding us from it. And they've been going out winning, building up the best record in all of baseball at one point, while covering up for their lack of hitting with runners in scoring position by hot streaks by Alonso, hot streaks by Lindor, and a pitching staff that hardly gave up a run. And now that you're seeing the first cracks in the pitching staff, some people are starting to blame the pitching staff instead of pointing out, no, it's not the pitching staff's fault. At some point, they were going to crack. At some point, they were going to come back to reality. The problem is the same thing that's been there since day one for the New York Mets, inability to come through with runners in scoring position. Plain and simple. They've been terrible at it all year. This game, they don't really have it. They only have three innings with runners on. And you can't get on, you know, listen, again, that's the signature moment of the game, the strikeout of Juan Soto in the eighth inning. But he's also the only reason you're in the game with a two-run home run opposite field. Like, that's it. That's all the offense of the entire game. That's it. And if you go back two games now, it's two home runs. It's Lindor with a meaningless home run at the end of the game Sunday night, and then the two-run home run from Soto. That's it over the last two games. That's it. That's the offense. This offense has been brutal all year in big spots, and it is killing them yet again, and now they have no answers. They've got weak hitters at center field. They got weak hitters at catcher. They got everyone who, you know, third base has been a disaster with, you know, Vientos getting off to a miserable start. Beatty, Mauricio, Acuna, Alvarez, Beatty, like none of these young kids have helped them at all. And the Yankees have been no different. The only difference is it has not been an issue for the New York Yankees all season long. That's the only difference. The New York Yankees in April / .260 with an on-base percentage of .342 and an OPS. Let's just give you OPS. .260 batting average and a .785 OPS. That was the fourth best in Major League Baseball. They were the fourth best team in April with runners in scoring position. In May, they hit .248 with a .792 OPS, and that OPS was the second best in Major League Baseball. So for the first 2 months of the season, the New York Yankees were the fourth best team in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position, and they were the second best team with runners in scoring position. In June, they have a .723 OPS, which is 17th in Major League Baseball. That is why these two teams are losing. That's why. We could talk about my first call, Mets need starting pitching. Okay. Sure, they. I mean, listen, everyone does. But they are losing because these offenses stink at the moment. Just stink. And the New York Yankees last night's game had every opportunity, every single opportunity to break this game open early. Judge hits the long home run, gives them a 1-0 lead, and then in consecutive innings, they got more bloop doubles in this game from Bellinger multiple times. He leads off the third with a double, can't do anything with it, can't move him over. I'm sorry, that's not true. Judge hits a long fly ball to center, and then Stanton and Chisholm, Stanton strikes out. He killed him in this game, striking out. Then in the fifth, they get a leadoff single. Then they get the bloop single from Bellinger, first and third. First and second, rather. Judge hits the fly ball, Stanton K's. They had every single opportunity. They're 0 for 11. With runners in scoring position in this game. 0 for 11. These offenses have got to get their act together. And right now you look at it, and the two things that jump out at you, one for the New York Mets, Pete Alonso is absolutely struggling. Lindor is absolutely struggling. The bottom of the lineup isn't good enough without enough major league hitters. They need to stop hitting Young and putting him in the lineup. Against the Braves in particular, Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil are atrocious. And every single young kid has, failed is not the word because they're going to have more opportunities, but right now aren't good enough and don't inspire any real confidence in their ability. Alvarez sent down. Acuna sent down. Mauricio looking overmatched. And you're waiting for Vientos to come back after a great year last year, struggled so far early before getting injured. Like, nothing has helped. There has been no impact in this lineup from anybody. And the same thing with the New York Yankees right now after a decent start. Anthony Volpe is absolutely killing them right now. And we have to have more conversations about Anthony Volpe. And we have to have conversations about this team with runners in scoring position. But Anthony Volpe is killing them right now. Wells pretty much isn't doing anything. Dominguez isn't doing anything because right now Dominguez is in a tricky spot. The problem with Dominguez is with the addition of Stanton and he's only a good left-handed hitter and they have Rice and Grisham. So it feels like Dominguez plays every third day against a right-handed pitcher, and because he's a switch hitter and can give them an extra bat against left-handed pitching, he plays against left-handed pitching. But he's not good as a right-handed hitter. And I talked about this yesterday about the possibility of could the Yankees be open to trading Jason Dominguez. I don't think it's crazy. But right now, their youth isn't helping. The bottom of their lineup is struggling. And mainly, they are just not very good right now with runners in scoring position, and they're not very good getting the run in from third base. They are not playing good situational hitting baseball. And Anthony Volpe is absolutely killing them. And they have Carlos Rodon on the mound later today against their pitching phenom. Chase Burns is making his major league debut. A kid who throws 99 miles an hour is putting up incredible numbers in the minor leagues. A pitcher that the Cincinnati Reds are very excited about. A young rookie. There was a time, early this year, they actually beat up on some rookies. But there was a time in recent past here that first time pitchers against the Yankees have dominated. And right now the Yankees, who lost a half a game on the idle Tampa Bay Rays, are now 2 games up. And the offense, despite winning the series against the Baltimore Orioles, despite scoring a bunch of runs on Saturday, it's still not right. And they are still struggling with runners in scoring position. Last night was atrocious. And they are still in the midst, despite winning, 3 of 4 heading into today, and now, 3 of 5 over their last 5. They have been awful for now a 2-week stretch offensively. And the deadline, I was listening, BT was talking on the promo. I heard a promo as I was driving in. And not to get on BT, but just the idea of, there is no making moves now. You have to wait to the end of July. It's not a choice. It's not like, oh, man, what is Cashman waiting for? He's got to go out and make moves now. I don't understand. What is Stearns doing? There's no – teams don't know if they're buying or selling. There's nobody out there right now looking to make a deal. Even the teams that are looking to make a deal are waiting for other teams to decide whether they're buyers or not and to see what the market is for the players they want to sell. There is no making moves. You have a month, and it's the players in the room, it's the players on the team that have to do it. 888-808-1019. We'll get into the offenses here. We'll talk first two calls. Want to talk about Mets pitching. Perfect. Let's get into it, you crazies. It's not about the pitching. It's about the offense for both of these teams.